Oh, hey.
Welcome to
637 Johnson Street.
We are back with another episode, guys.
And we're back and better. Sickness or health, I'm here.
She's apparently sick, guys.
I'm sick. If you hear a sneeze, just pretend you didn't hear it.
If you hear me coughing in next week, you know why.
But we're back with structure. We want to be more consistent. And we actually really do like podcasts and talking. So
yeah, like we've been stuck on the road. Like, people have been stopping us and be like, where's the podcast episode coming out? If you guys are watching to the end, we should say something at the end to see like
exactly.
If you actually listen to it. We're going to do that so we can like quiz people.
We'll see y'all side. Like, did you hear at minute 12 what happened?
Yep. So you better be listening because we'll quiz you.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys. So basically, this podcast is about something that I've been seeing lately. Just because, like, I didn't even watch it anywhere.
Guys, she thinks of these quote-unquote quotes. These are generic quotes that everybody says, but she grabs onto it and holds it, like, as her own. And it's really not, but it's okay. We'll let her have it.
Because it came out naturally. Oh, so, basically, God. I just finished, like, this huge role that I've been doing for this past year. And everyone's been asking me, how does it feel to be done? And I'm like, honestly, I'm closing a chapter and opening a new one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it just goes with every single experience. You close chapters and you open a new one and you learn from your past, but you never go back.
I also feel like for this summer, just in general, for like most people, I think it was a kind of a productive summer or kind of a tough summer. It wasn't like peaches and rainbows, because as we get older, I feel like the summer's become more of like a work kind of centered focus. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this idea of like closing that summer chapter, like, yeah, it was hard, yeah, it was difficult, we made through it, and now we're going into third year, or like even second year, or even first year, or even your high school year. It's kind of like closing that chapter and reopening into something like brand new. You don't like carry that old luggage with you, right?
Yeah. So I think it's definitely always important to like move on. Even if something is really good, you don't want to live in the past. Or something is really bad, you don't want to live in the past. Keep pushing. Present and future. But that brings us into our 19 ins and outs. We were supposed to record this in the summertime.
Before while we were 20.
Yeah, we're like, Kalia, you're going to be 19 soon. And now we're both 20, so
it's okay. They're still wise. We're still good. Like, honestly, we'll reflect on things, some things that actually changed in the last couple of months, which is kind of crazy.
That's crazy. So, but you know what that shows us? This is really a learning experience. And even if we say something today, we might backtrack later on. And
honestly, and it's really nice because we're, like, growing with you guys. So, like, a lot of you might like disagree with us or agree with us. And by 2 months from now, we'll be like, actually, we change our mind.
I see your point of view. Yeah. So if you don't agree, let us know. If you do agree, let us know.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about is imposter syndrome.
Out.
I know. I feel like the I feel like the imposter syndrome was kind of deep already. First one, kind of deep. Ouch.
This is something that I've been dealing with a lot, and I'm like, she needs to walk out the door. Mm-hmm. And I need to lock the door.
Yeah, I feel like with imposter syndrome, I feel like, you know what, I feel like I've been growing out of it recently. Like, at the same time, I'm realizing like a lot of people who we're studying with, I feel like everybody has their own kind of pathway, everybody has their own different background avenues, like that. So I don't feel that much as imposter syndrome like I did before. I feel like as like I went from like first year, second year, third year, I feel like I belong here, kind of, in a sense.
Yeah, I like that for you. I think what my issue with imposter syndrome is, every single thing I get, I'm like, oh, I'm just lucky. That's how I feel like it's luck and it's not like accomplishments and achievements. But I'm trying to like reframe my mindset and be like, okay, I deserve that. It was an accomplishment, it was an achievement, not luck. So guys, if you ever achieve something or you're doing something great, it's not luck that you're getting good marks, it's not luck that you're accomplishing and getting awards. You deserve it.
That's true. Do you think people around you make you feel like it's luck?
I don't know what it is.
Or is it just yourself?
I think it's my inner conscience being like, ugh. I don't know. Because I feel like it's also, like, transitioning to, like, this big, like, institution. I feel like in high school I did a lot. But I'm like, how am I still carrying on? That should show a pattern, actually, rather than, like, luck. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, is it luck again? But it's not. It's a pattern. Because imposter syndrome, she's walked out the door, 19th's out.
Yeah, for sure out. I feel like, yeah, for sure, it needs to go out. You deserve everything that comes your way. Not even good or bad. Cool. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Everything bad that comes your way, you learn from it.
And everything good that comes your way, you deserve it.
You deserve it, and you learn from it.
So cute, for sure. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I think all this goes back to, like, run your own race and be proud of yourself, because you have gone through a lot.
Yeah, and I also think when it comes to, like, the imposter syndrome, like, what's it called, having things that, like, you having things that are good for you, I think it's also, like, important to reflect on those good things. Like, I feel like a lot of times we get stuck up on, like, kind of beating ourselves down when, like, something bad happens or we did something horrible, or not horrible, but something, like, not up to par who we want to be. But it's also important to, like, revel in, like, doing good. Like, I feel like a lot of times we get, like, for example, a good grade. We're like, okay, fine, a good grade, move on. It's guys, like, celebrate that good grade. Go get some Insomnia cookies. Go get your King Tong ramen. Insomnia cookie.
Sponsor us.
Go get your King Tong ramen. It's important to, like, celebrate the wins as well as, like, reflecting on the bad things. So
yeah, I think we do get too comfortable with, like, the good things.
Yeah,
but I guess this all just goes back to run your own race. If person A has 1, 2, 3, you have 3, 4, 5. You have something else under your belt, and you're always going to have something different under your belt, which makes you who you are.
And even with imposter syndrome, it's, like, a lot of people, like, they say they do X, Y, and Z. I remember you telling me this beforehand, too. A lot of people who said they do X, Y, and Z, and that's not necessarily true, the whole truth, the whole entire time.
Yeah, some people drag it.
Yeah.
And I think it's also about, like, how much did you get out of that opportunity? Like, some people have opportunities, but it's, like, I don't feel like, they didn't, like, they didn't invest their whole time into it. So it's like they don't really get all of the things out of it.
More of like a check mark rather than like actually having that experience.
Yeah, but like you have your experiences, you have your check marks, and you're gonna be fine. I think it's always like you're always gonna be fine. Everything always works out in the end.
Yeah. Stop comparing yourself to people. It's a good and bad thing, but
yeah, and you're not just lucky, you're deserving, talented. Yes. Don't compare yourself, run your own race.
Run your own race.
Other cliche, it's our cliche quote here.
New chapter, old chapter.
That's not cliche, that was out of my heart, guys.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Okay, guys, the next one is being mysterious. Now, last time we, like, filmed this, we actually have an old draft. If you guys want us to release that old one, like, let us know. We can, like, compare them and be kind of funny. But the last draft we talked about was that we don't want people to be mysterious anymore. We think being mysterious is, like, kind of hiding yourself from, the world. I was talking about how, like, I don't want to leave university and have people not know anything about me. That just hurts my feelings. That makes me feel so sad. The whole point of being here is to show, like, your true self. It's to show everybody who you are and, like, people to remember you. I feel like that's important to, like, not be mysterious. It's okay to not be nonchalant. Or
Nonchalant.
Okay? We want to see the true you.
It is okay. I can't imagine being, like, 50 and nobody knowing who I was, having no experiences. I feel like being chalant, like, gets you places.
It gets you places, for sure.
It gets you stories. And it's, I don't know, I just want to be, I don't want to be mysterious. If I have a question, I want to just plain right be like, hi, I wanted to know this about you. Call it a day.
But you know what's also funny? Like, especially, I was telling somebody this earlier today, especially during this year, like, going into third year, I feel like I'm okay with being mysterious. Before, I wasn't okay with it. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to talk to everybody. Like, I want to know everything. Like, I want to go out and stuff like that. I want to meet so many people. Now I'm like, it's okay. Like, I don't have to see everybody. I have to talk to everybody. Like, I'm okay with being by myself. And I'm okay, what's it called? Like, being in my own little world. Like, people who know me already know me. That's okay.
I feel like for me, it was the opposite. When I came into university, I was like, okay, I'm okay with being mysterious. Just being in the books, come out. But now I'm like, I'm back to my true self. Like, me in high school, I was not quiet. I wasn't just there in the library. But it's like finding that good balance. And I finally found that good balance. And I like not being mysterious. I like people knowing who I am, I guess. But sometimes mysteriousness is cool. Sometimes it's a balance.
Yeah, I think it definitely is a balance. Like, depending on who you are. Like, whatever makes you happy. Like, whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you feel good when you go to bed.
Whatever toots your horn.
Like, if you go to bed and you're like, I have no friends. I'm sad. I haven't talked to anybody all day today. Go outside, girl.
Yeah, I guess it all just comes down to who you are. Like, if you know you're not meant to be mysterious, then don't be mysterious. Don't try that. Like, go outside and be social. But if it's like you want to be mysterious, you're okay with, like, being by yourself, getting your work done, and moving on. Do that. That's whatever okay toots your horn. Honestly, yeah.
But don't let other people, like, make you feel as though you have to be mysterious and have to be nonchalant.
Yeah,
stand on business.
Stand on business. Don't let others dictate your actions.
Yeah, we want to know the real you. Yeah, because even, like, what's it called? I remember one of my friends. I'm gonna name Sabrina. I remember Sabri. We love you. I remember Sabrina. Like, this summer, I was texting her, and she was like, "I'm gonna start posting my Instagram more." And, like, literally, I saw so much of her Instagram this summer. It made me feel so happy. Like, every time I saw her post, I was like, "Oh my god, Sabrina! Like, oh my god, she looks so pretty. Oh my god, she's doing this.
She ate it up.
So, like, just the idea of that and, like, having, like, that connection with people is, like, really important to, like, show people who you really are.
Side note, she posted Dave Systems song featuring Wizkid. Song slap, so listen to that. Okay. I should put like a little flipper into it. Wine, baby, show me that your wine, I'm well. Yeah, show me that. Your wine. But the song is good. But yeah, I guess again to conclude, don't let others dictate how you react. Mm-hmm. Don't be mysterious to fit some type of narrative. Don't be non-mysterious to fit some type of narrative. Just be yourself.
Oh, too sweet.
Oh, insert cliche quote here.
Oh my god. How? She's gonna sting for a lot of you.
Yeah, we're talking about Parting Out of Boredom, which is out.
Partying, yeah.
Partying. Sorry, yeah. Guys. Enunciate here.
Parting Out of Boredom is so out. That's so last year. No, but, like, seriously, it's so last year. Like, you can stay at home. It's okay to stay at home. It's okay not to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people who are, like, listening to us are going to agree with us in a certain extent.
Yeah. I think it's fun to look forward to an occasion. Yeah. Like, right now we're looking forward to White Noise. Like, yeah. What are we going to wear? What's happening here, there? I'm excited for 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm. But, like, you don't have to be outside every week, every Tuesday, every Thursday, every Friday. Like, we get it.
Especially if you don't enjoy it. Because I feel like a lot of people don't enjoy it and then they're forcing themselves to
go out because they feel like they're missing out. You're not missing out.
I'm telling you, you're going to have the exact same night the next night and the next night. But find other self-care ways to let go.
Yeah, and I feel like what's called, when it comes to, like, doing that kind of stuff, it kind of impacts your life in a negative way. Like, it kind of has a ripple effect. Like, going out, for instance, on that Friday night, you're waking up Saturday late, you're groggy, you're tired, you didn't get to do the things you wanted to do first thing in the morning on a Saturday, and your whole entire week is kind of, like, off-shifted. So if that's what you want to do, go for it. But at the same time, if you want to see yourself, like, succeed and progress, and you think that partying is not going to be the way to that, maybe try something else. No, go do arts and craft. Go watch a movie with your roommates.
Yeah, go
to King Tong.
Go to King Tong Ramen.
We should get sponsored.
Oh my god. So I do ASMR while talking.
There's like so many things that I feel like is still like a university experience that we could experience. It doesn't necessarily have to be partying. And don't get me wrong, I will be outside. I'm okay with I could be outside. But my thing is, I think it's important that people realize that you don't have to be outside in order to have a good time or a good night.
Yeah, like have a good balance. And find out, like, what works for you and what you really like to, like, just let loose.
Yeah. And also, it's okay to, like, what's called experience one thing or experience things at least once. That's fair as well.
Yeah, that's very fair. Go, like, you're only this age once. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, make sure you check those boxes. But if you don't like something, don't force yourself to like it. Don't be like, tomorrow, next week, I'm going to like it. No, next week, I'm going to like it. If you don't like it one, the first, second, third, fourth time,
maybe it's not your thing.
Maybe it's time to pack it up.
Yeah. But I also find it's kind of, maybe it might be hard if, like, people around you.
Uh-huh.
That's true as well.
But also,
peer pressure.
Peer pressure? I'm going to snort. But not on camera. But I feel like with peer pressure, maybe find new friends.
Oh, gosh. You kind of tell people to find new friends.
No, but if you're in university and you don't like the people around you, I guess if you're not comfortable with the people around you, maybe find new friends.
Or, I think this goes back to, like, we have to, this is another topic too, but going back to, like, being okay to be by yourself.
Yeah, and people do have different friends for different things.
Yeah, which is another topic. But yeah, like, honestly, if your friends are going out, be like, you know what, guys, I'll be back when you guys get home. I'll let you out some Advil and some water. Hasta luego. Take a shot for me and call a day. Go read a book. Go color. Go watch your favorite movie on Netflix. The new movie with what's his name?
Keith Powers.
It's out.
Keith Powers. La,
my husband,
la, la,
Keith
la,
Powers. La, 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 la. Go watch that movie. Like, you got it. You don't have to follow everybody else. You don't have to go out for boredom.
Yeah. So again, but again, to what do you like?
Really. Exactly.
Evaluate what you like. If you do like going outside, go out outside of boredom, girl. Go outside.
I stop saying girl. Go outside, man.
If you don't want to go outside of the boredom, don't go outside. It's really up to you.
It is.
Insert cliche quote.
Don't be a sheep. Next out, sorry, is instant gratification. This is something that I've, like, all the self-help books I read, the common denominator is instant gratification. If you want to succeed in life and anything that you're doing, you cannot continue relying on things that make you happy in the moment. You have to rely on things that will make you happy in the future. And usually what that means is that you have to go through challenging times right now in order to be happy later on. I know. Everybody and their mom tells you this. You know it already. I'm going to sit here and tell you. But really in life, you have to, for instance, you have to sit down in that library even though you don't want to. You have to go to that gym even though you don't want to. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, it's going to be more beneficial and you're going to be even more happier at the end of the day.
Oh, isn't that the 1% better or 1% worse?
Yeah, it's also 1% better, 1% worse. It's like the ideal. Yeah, 1% better, 1% worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this ideology that you work towards something greater. Because mm-hmm. even when you have instant gratification, say, like, you're scrolling on your phone. You're scrolling on your phone, you're like, this feels so good. I'm in my bed, all snuggly. It's 2 a.m. in the morning, and you're scrolling through TikTok. You're like, hee-hee-hee, laughing in the corner.
Tomorrow morning.
But tomorrow morning, instantly, you're tired, you're lethargic, you can't focus in class. Instant gratification is very much instantaneous, okay, guys?
So I guess you have to think about, like, your future self always. What would my future self want?
You know what a big thing that a lot of people look at is kind of find a role model. It doesn't have to be, you have to envy anybody, but find a role model. What would they do? Would they sit in bed?
Oh.
No, sure, people do this. Yeah. It could also be like yourself, but the best version mm-hmm. of yourself that you want to follow. Would the best version of myself want me to sit in bed? Which is, honestly, it's okay to have that little, like, what's called downtime.
Self-care.
I'm not saying self-care is not important. I'm saying that the best version of yourself, would they want to be sitting down here scrolling on TikTok till 2 a.m.? No, they want to be maybe studying, getting good night's rest so they can wake up tomorrow feeling refreshed. Mm-hmm. So it's important that you look at your instant gratification. And of course, it's okay to have those like lazy days and things like that, which is very important.
Very needed.
Today very needed. Yeah, it's very needed because like when Gia gets sick, her sleeping all day is very important for her to succeed later. But it's important that you like kind of reflect on your daily habits, not what happens for in a moment, but daily habits and mm-hmm. see whether or not they actually are leading to life you want or path that you don't want.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm still really working on that. Like,
I think it's very, like, I think everyone's working on it because social media, mm-hmm. everything is instant gratification in today's day and age.
Yeah. Anytime you pick up your phone, I feel like it's instant gratification.
Instant gratification. It's like, sometimes, I remember the other day.
Even your Gmail.
The other day I was opening the door. Why was I scrolling?
Oh my gosh. Yes,
why was
so
I
addicted.
Scrolling and opening the door? I was like, that's actually ridiculous. But something that I've been trying to do is I'll set a timer on.
That doesn't do like, anything.
For what?
Okay, go ahead.
I'll set a timer on when I'm studying for like an hour and a half. And it's like, you cannot go on your phone. You can't do anything for that hour and a half. You have to lock into what you're doing. So I feel like in today's day and age, like everything.
It's literally like an addiction. Like you're tweaking. After an hour and a half, you're like, give my phone. It's crazy.
I need one scroll. But like, honestly, like we grew up with TV. We grew up with iPads. Every single thing is catching the billboards. Everything is to grab our attention that you have to try different ways to make sure that you're not engrossed with instant gratification. That's what they want us to do.
That's what they want. But yeah, don't let something like that deter you from like your goals and your success in life. Yeah. And also, like, one thing that I noticed, like, I feel like I've gotten a lot better with, like, social media and, like, my usage of it, like, mm-hmm. in the past couple of years. But one thing that I noticed, I'm the type of person is, like, all or nothing. Like, I rather not have Instagram on my phone, which I deleted. If anybody knows me, I'll be like, oh, I don't have Instagram right now. Oh, I have it. Oh, I don't have it. Oh, I don't have it. I rather delete everything and not have it at all than sit there and kind of test myself. You should have to test yourself every day. That takes up so much energy. Just rather delete it and be like, you know what? When I want to be on Instagram, I'll go on my laptop at home. Like, really and truly. Yeah. I think it's like, sometimes in order to succeed, you have to like eliminate the root cause altogether. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah. Then you can build yourself up slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like also it's just like, scrolling is what people do out of boredom. Yeah. But to be fair, like now that I have TikTok, I used to not have TikTok for like the whole summer. I didn't have TikTok the whole summer. I didn't have Instagram unless like I needed to like text someone through Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I have to leave Snapchat, TikTok. I'm not on crazily anymore or Instagram. I remember back during COVID, I had nothing. But yeah. Anyway.
That's crazy. That's literally like being in a psych ward. Like no Instagram, no social media. No and COVID. COVID
had no. I deleted everything. I was just like vibing. But I learned a lot about myself. But yeah, I'm the type of person to let my phone die, though. My mom and dad get really upset with that. And this has nothing to do with the topic, guys.
It doesn't. Okay, we'll recenter. Yeah, instant gratification. Yeah, don't let it deter you from your success. XOXO.
Okay, our next topic is having friends for a purpose.
Which is so sad to say. But it's so true.
It is true. I don't think it's, like, in a shady way. But I feel like everybody around you should have a perk towards you. It doesn't mean that they're going to give you money or food or anything. It just means, like, they should make you feel happy.
That, yeah, that's a good one. They should make you feel happy.
Yeah. If you ever find yourself in a relationship and you're fighting to, like, you're not enjoying the relationship, you're sitting there and you feel alone, that's not a friend for you, unfortunately.
It isn't. I know sometimes it can be really hard because I feel like sometimes people would rather be with somebody, or like even for your friendship, it has to be relationship wise. People would rather be with somebody than be alone and be what's it called? People would rather be with somebody and be unhappy than be alone and be happy. And it's, like, I feel like sometimes you do have to, like, interest in yourself and be alone.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And my thing is, like, if once you're alone, maybe you'll find new people. Maybe there's something better written out for you. I believe in faith. So there's that. I feel like if somebody is not meant for you, there's somebody else out there for you. Not even, like, just in a relationship way. Like, in friendship. Not in a romantic relationship. All relationships. If something doesn't work out, there's something else there that's better for you.
Yeah. We've gone through, like, a lot of friends. Like, not even a shade way. But, like, I feel like what as you, like as we've been in university, we recycled through different, like, friend groups and stuff like that, which is okay. And at the end of the day, we look back and we're like, oh, that was helpful in the time being. That's what we needed in the time being. And then as you grow, you meet new people who, like, help you grow and help you where you are right now and, like, connect better with who you are at this very moment.
Yeah.
So that's okay. As you change, people will also change.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, past us would be like, oh, my God, you're hanging around those people now? Yeah, and they're pretty cool.
Okay.
And they're pretty cool.
Yeah, like, we imagine that. We weren't friends in high school.
Oh, we weren't friends in high school. You know what it is? What's that one quote about, like, it's like somebody's in the room until you need them? That's when you cross paths with them?
I don't know.
It's something like...
This is Majia confessing her love for me, guys.
But it's something like you can walk past someone every single day, but until you actually need them and they're actually needed in your life, that's when you see them. That's when you actually experience them.
Other than that,
guys, we went through the entire 4 years of high school together. I don't think you've ever had, like, a full, like, 30-minute conversation, 10-minute conversation.
We didn't have a 10-minute. We didn't have a 5-minute conversation.
No, nothing. Maybe, like, a quick, like, oh, hey, that was it.
How's it going?
And now we're living together, so.
Oh, yeah, that's really weird. That's so weird, but it's so funny at the same time. Yeah. And the fact that we're the only two who came from our school.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy. And it so happened, like, we could have been the only two who came from our school, but, like, not connected at all. We could have been very completely different people.
Yeah. I think we are different.
To a certain extent, but I feel like we're also very similar.
Yeah.
Anyways. I don't know if you just want to be similar to me, guys. I'm so hurt.
No, I feel like we're different, but we're similar. But we're different. I feel like I like different things, you like different things. But
well, then we obviously.
Come back, but we come together and we're like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And that's something else I want to say about friends, guys. Your friend doesn't have to like every single thing that you like and needs to do like every single thing that you do. Sometimes you need to do different things.
Guys, that's a hot take. You know what's a hot take? Relationships too. Oh my God. Oh my gosh, guys. I know this is really shady, but in a relationship, you don't have to like the same. This is coming from the heart. But in a relationship, you don't have to like the same things. Like, it's okay. Like, I don't have to like the same music that you like. I don't have to like the same music you like.
I don't. I don't have to.
Sorry. You don't have to say that.
You don't have to.
You don't have to listen to the same music the other person listens to. You don't have to do the same activities. Mm-hmm. If the person's into cycle and you're not into cycle, that's okay. If the person's into... I'm just going off of, like, things. Basketball, you have to be into basketball. If the person's into race cars, you have to be into race cars. But I think the beauty of having a relationship and the beauty of like, a friendship, relationship, like, romantic relationship, the beauty of it is that two people who are completely different, not even completely different, but two people who are different come together and share the things that are true to them and who makes them. Yeah. And, like, you're, like, sharing in that.
Yeah.
You're like, for instance, like, if Majia's like, I love this song, it's so beautiful. I'm like, oh, I don't really like it, but I love that you love it. I love that for you.
Did you listen to it? No.
That's enough. Guys, like, okay. I was going to explain, but, okay, guys, in my last relationship, okay, what happened was that I was kind of, like, the bad guy because I didn't listen to other people's music. I understand that's bad, but at the same time, I don't have to like what other people like. I can just be happy that person likes that and move on.
Yeah, but I also see it in the point of view that like, you have to at least try it. Okay. That's at least the like, touch.
It was exam season. Okay? Nobody's listening to some rap in exam season. What happens to be doing? Like, no, but I think it's really important that you understand that friendships or relationships doesn't mean you have to be the same person.
Yeah.
It's okay to be opposites, and I think it's a lot better to be opposites because you can learn about different aspects of life.
Mm-hmm. You can come together and be like, how was your day? I wasn't with you the entire day. You went to Spinco, I didn't go to Spinco. How was Spinco?
Majia never asked how Spinco went, guys.
I never, because you just used to ride the bike, like, spin.
I you spin ride that bike, okay?
I cannot get up for 6 a.m. Spinco.
It eats down.
But yeah, I'm excited for a sport, though. Anyways, this is nothing to do with what we're talking. Back to the conclusion. Every friend you have in your life should have a perk. And this does not mean that it has to be something tangible. It can be the way that you feel. Really the way that you feel. It should be the way that you
feel. It should be the way that you feel. You should feel happy.
You should be happy. Feel excited energized. To see them. You shouldn't feel drained. I feel like a lot of people and a lot of friendships in university, because it feels like such a small community. It's like, how am I going to find another friend? Mm-hmm. You feel like, oh, I have to be around this person even if they drain me. But you don't have to. And I'm sure, like, your person, your friend, they're out here somewhere.
I agree. And yeah. It's okay. And also, I don't think we should shame people for holding on to that draining friend until they find a better solution.
Yeah, it's scary to be alone out here.
It is scary to be alone out here. Sometimes you do need, like, bodies. Sorry to say it, but sometimes you do need bodies to, like, support you. And that's okay, too.
Yeah. But, again, back to faith. Your person is out there. Your friend group is out there.
And you're if you're scared right now, even, like, for the first years. I hope the first years listen to this. But even for the first years, if you feel as though, like, you don't find your friend group in the first, like, year, it's completely normal. A lot of people don't feel like you have your best friend in the first 2 weeks. It's not possible. Yeah,
and I know, like, you probably seeing, like, huge friend groups, but a lot of people feel the same way that you feel.
Yeah.
And I wish, like, I remember in first year, that first 2 weeks, I felt like it went so slow, and it was so, like, draining. And I would tell people, like, this feels really slow, and they'd be like, yeah, I agree too. Yeah. So you're not alone.
You're honestly never alone. That's you one really thing. Are. You're never alone. You're one experience. Small raindrop in a sea of ocean.
Yeah.
Or ocean, yeah.
There's people there to support you. Don't worry.
But at the end of the day, what's the conclusion of this thing?
All friends should have a perk, and that is how you feel around them.
Period.
Those were some of our 19 ins and outs.
I know. We didn't really clarify which ones were ins, which ones were outs, but you can kind of infer.
Yeah, it was really messy, but...
It was not messy.
It was scattered.
It was scattered. It was free flowing. It had a free flow. It was free people.
It was freeing.
Yeah. But yeah, so, like, in the end, for this podcast series, you want to be able to be there for you. At the end of the day, like, we want to make this your home. And I feel like we kind of said that in, like, the first episode as well, but we really do. We want to be here to support you, even if you're 1 kilometer away, 2 kilometers away, 10 kilometers away. We're always here for you.
I guess it's kind of making ourselves approachable, because I hope you are listening to this and you feel like you, oh my god,
you have, like, an older sister, a younger sister, a best friend.
You relate. That's what I'm trying to think of. Yeah, and you relate with what we're saying.
Yeah, you relate. That's true. Yeah, I think a lot of people, they don't, like, I've been, like, going through, like, this whole entire, like, 2 weeks, being like, oh my god, how was your summer? And people are like, it was amazing. And I'm like, really? Mine was mid. And they're like, actually, yeah, you're right. Mine was absolute shit. Guys, it's okay to be honest. It's okay.
It is okay to be honest.
It's okay to be honest. I think sometimes we need, like, people who are there to, like, say, you know what, the truth is. And give that kind of relation, like, that relatability.
Yeah. Don't force yourself to always be positive, but be positive.
Yeah.
Have a positive outlook, but don't force yourself to always have to say, like, the right thing and be positive. And we're probably gonna say some of the wrong things, but that's okay. That's learning.
Yeah. We're all just people.
Mm-hmm.
We're all navigating this experience by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Or with each other.
Insert cliche quote over here. Anyways, to conclude, we're really excited for the new episodes to come, and we really do want to be more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have guest stars. Woo! I wonder who you've been asked. Be excited.
Yeah, like, honestly, if you've been on the street, I've been like, you have to come on our podcast. You know who you are. You're coming. You're gonna be in the next couple of episodes. We want to do them weekly or bi-weekly. We're not sure yet. Depending.
Probably bi-weekly when the books start to hit.
Yeah, probably bi-weekly as soon as exam season hits, but weekly, we do want to be here for you guys. And also, if you have any topics, please, like, text us or tell us in person. You probably will see us.
Mm-hmm.
Text us or tell us in person the topics you want us to share. You can even be on one of the podcasts. Guest star.
But yeah, we want to talk about a bunch of, like, diverse things, mm-hmm. whether it be about school or, like, personalized
or nepotism.
Oh.
Or fashion stuff as well.
I love a good fashion
thing. We should do a fashion episode really soon.
Yeah. I don't really know what my fashion sense is now. Like, it's kind of all scattered. I used to know who I was when it came to fashion. Not anymore. But it's okay. We'll talk about that in another episode.
We can talk about, what's it called? Ooh, first dates. Your favorite date you would go on. That'd be so funny. You can create your favorite date.
Walking down the beach.
The pier.
Yeah, the pier. There's no beaches out here.
We could talk about, ooh, Foco, Hoco. I don't know what's happening. We can talk about that.
I don't think I've been to a Hoco.
We've been to Hoco.
Foco.
Okay, I think every Hoco we had an exam.
Yeah.
For Fiji.
Every year, health sciences, they always have to put an exam. They say stay inside. And we do stay inside.
Yeah. But anyways, guys, if you think of a topic, tell us. I will probably talk about it.
Yeah. We're yappers, as you can tell. But I guess that's the end of our second
episode
intro video slash episode. And I'm so excited to see what our podcast becomes.
I'm so excited for you guys to join us in this journey.
Yeah.
Because our home is your home.